This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. With holiday plants around, if you have a particularly curious cat or dog who you're worried may sample the plants, what do you do to make sure those plants aren't toxic? What about the classic poinsettia?
Poinsettias are probably the most popular holiday plant of all. And while they can irritate the skin, mouth, and stomach, their toxicity has really largely been overrated. Some classic things at Christmas that I would skip would be holly, azaleas, yew, boxwood. Amaryllis is a big one. This is really a favorite for a lot of people. As well as cyclamen, peace lilies.
Peace lily.
And English ivy and gardenias are things that I would avoid. They're not necessarily going to have lethal effects, but it's best not to deal with it. And of course, the dose makes the poison. So the size of the critter we're talking about and the amount they eat really is what we're concerned about.
And what if you do have concerns?
The ASPCA has a full list of poisonous plants. So you can check the list maybe before bringing plants into your house. Or if you see that your pet has eaten something and you know what it is, go ahead and check and see what the toxic effects might be.
So can we decorate with plants? Are there some that aren't poisonous?
There are, actually, and there's some really nice ones. So a classic is the Christmas cactus. These come in all sorts of different colors, and they're really popular around the holiday season. I'm always tempted to buy one every single year, and that's a plant you really don't have to worry about too much. African violets are a good choice, too. So are Phalaenopsis orchids, bromeliads, roses, Boston ferns, just to name a few. But you should keep in mind that even if a plant is considered non-toxic, it could still cause some vomiting or gastrointestinal upset for dogs and cats. But it should not be life-threatening.
Keep an eye on those pets and plants.
See you in the garden.
If you've got a garden question for us, you can email us at homegrownnh@nhpr.org. Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.